Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Deborah Sinton. We're going to be talking about some artwork, some painting, and lots of other things. Good morning to you, Deborah.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, the first thing I want to know, Deborah, is even though you're in Colorado, you have roots in Atlantic. Tell us about that.
Well, I sure do. Most people will know me by my maiden name. I was called Debbie all growing up. All my life in Atlantic, Debbie Michelson. So everyone, I'm sure, knows my parents, Mike Michelson, Mike the Barber. And most people know my mom, Rose Michelson. She's most known for singing with the Blue Tones and working at the Downtowner.
And so they're just a part of Atlantic history, Atlantic kind of the fabric of Atlantic. So that really is a very interesting point, Deborah. So you graduated from high school in Atlantic, and then how did you get into the artwork that we're going to talk about?
Well, my parents raised me and my brother Dan on a quarter horse farm about 3 miles south of Atlantic. And that's where I really got my love of both wildlife and art. From the time that I was able just even to sit up, my parents had me on a horse most of my life. I like to say I was raised on the back of a horse. So they would put me on the saddle right in front of them, and off we would go riding through the fields. And when I was even 3 years old, I can remember riding a horse that my dad had. A lot of people can remember this horse. His name was Buck. And he was a big buckskin, part American saddle, part quarter horse. He stood almost 16 hands. And I would ride him with nothing but a bridle.
Hmm.
And my dad would put me on him, but at 3 years old, you learn to be a good rider. Because if you fall off, it's a long way.
Long ways down when a horse that big, yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever break a bone?
My whole time growing up, I never did.
Oh, that's great.
I must have very good bones.
Must have, yes.
But if I did need to get on him, I would lead him up to the wooden fence, and I would crawl up that fence, and then I would get on him, and then off I would go again. Hmm. So, like I said, I've got pictures of me at 3 years old riding.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
And as you say, that just the start of really appreciating animals, appreciating nature, appreciating the wildlife.
Absolutely.
And before we move back to you, I want you to mention, you mentioned Dan is your brother. I'm not sure people know what Dan does.
Oh, he's an artist in his own right.
Yes.
He has a taxidermy shop, Dan's Wildlife Creations, right there on Main Street.
Yes.
And he does fabulous taxidermy work.
Absolutely agree with you. I'm not an expert at taxidermy, but he has that artistic ability of putting the animal in its background. I've always been amazed. I always enjoy looking at his things because of that. So that's a part of that story, too, I guess.
It really is.
Yes.
It really is. We have that in our blood. There's no doubt about it.
So did you do a drawing and artwork when you were a little kid, when you were in high school?
Oh, absolutely. I had a notebook with me all the time I was growing up. I used to take my next horse, his name was Bimbo, and I would ride him within like a 3 mile radius of home on every dirt road. We'd go through every creek and river, and everywhere I went, I would just sketch everything that I saw, and I had notebooks just full of sketches, so I really got that up close and personal experience with animals and scenery, I just sketched everything. But then it really was when I took art with Mrs. Nebola in high school that things really clicked for me. She introduced me to oil painting, and it was the most wonderful experience that I'd ever had in my life. I just couldn't get enough of it. My dad would take me into school early before anybody else would go to school. I'd go in and I'd go into the art class, and I'd paint before school started. Then I would go in after school, and I would paint literally until the janitor came and locked the door after me.
So it is in your heart, it's in your soul, it's in your blood, I think, to this artistic work. And now, I'm not sure what from high school to where you are now, because now you are exhibited in a number of galleries, and you've just been selected for the 2018 Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Premier Art Program. Tell us more about that.
Well, that is an incredible honor. Artists, they can submit all their lives and not be selected for that. As a matter of fact, there's only one other artist that I'm familiar with that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation had told me about that has been chosen for that honor. Craig Tennant was the featured artist several times here in Colorado. There may have been other artists that I don't know of, but not many artists have had the privilege of being selected for that. But one artist is chosen as a featured artist, and then two other artists were featured as or selected for honorable mentions. But the featured artist that is selected has 500 prints of their painting that is selected that is printed by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Then those prints are framed, and each of those prints then are sent to 500 banquets throughout the United States to be auctioned off for their banquets to raise funds for their for conservation efforts is what the funds are used for, which is a great thing for that to be used for. So it's a tremendous honor, and I'm very, very grateful. I was only able to get back into art, actually, once our children were raised. So I've been doing this a little over five years, full-time now.
And now you're going to be known across the United States. How exciting is that? And people will be admiring your work in their homes.
It's a real honor, a real privilege, and a dream come true.
For sure. We're visiting with Deborah Michelson-Sint from Atlantic, now in Colorado, about her artwork. And this is kind of a silly question, but what is the artwork that is being featured by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
The painting is called Ready for the Challenge, and anyone can view it on my website. It's the first painting that is on the website, and it's a picture of a beautiful elk in a autumn setting with aspens and pine trees in the background. So anyone can go just to DeborahSint.com, and they can see that as well as paintings of, I have mountain lions there. I will soon have a black bear there. I have raccoons. I have bison, all kinds of Western and wildlife art there. And I go all over the whole United States now on wildlife photo shoots to get my reference photos. I actually even went on a photo shoot of wild horses here in Colorado just recently.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Absolutely, a life-changing experience to see wild horses just right out in their natural setting. If anybody gets to do that, that is something that should be on their bucket list.
All right. So I was going to ask, and I think you sort of answered this, but how up close and personal do you get to all this wildlife?
Very up close and personal. I actually, because I think I had the experience as a child of being up close and personal with wildlife, I'm a little bit too brave.
Yes, you be careful, Deborah.
I had to get a lens for my camera that puts me a little bit further away
good.
To remind myself, don't get too close.
Good.
But I was in Jackson Hole just the year before last, and I got to spend about 3 hours with 2 bull moose and 5 cows just photographing them, and it was just amazing. That's what I get to do now. Mm-hmm. That's my life.
So that's another whole skill you have. You have to have good photographs to take home to do your painting. So this is very exciting, Deborah, and we're so happy that we got to visit with you, Deborah Michelson-Sint, and best wishes on your continued work.
Well, thank you, LaVon. This has been a real treat. I've really enjoyed it.
Good. Until next time, here's a thought. Deborah sounds really happy, and happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions.
Thank you. I've enjoyed